Genesis chapter 2. So heaven and the earth were completed, with all their array. And on the seventh day, God had finished his workmanship which he executed. Now he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, for on it he rested from all his workmanship which God had created in making it. These are the genealogies of heaven and the earth, when they were created, on the day when the Lord God made the earth and heaven, and every wild shrub before it was on the earth, and all wild vegetation before it had sprouted, for the Lord God had not sent rain onto the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a vapour would come up from the earth, and it watered the whole surface of the ground. So the Lord God formed man from the dust from the ground, and blew the breath of life into his nostrils, and the man became a living soul. Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and he put the man there whom he had formed. And the Lord God caused to grow up from the ground every tree that is attractive to look at and good for food, and the tree of life in the middle of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now a river goes out from Eden to water the garden, and from there it divides itself and has become four spring sources. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one which goes round the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is delium and onyx there too. And the name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one which goes round all the land of Cush. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. It is the one which goes east to Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and set him down in the garden of Eden to tend it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man and said, "You can freely eat from every tree of the garden, but you shall not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, for on the day that you eat from it, you will surely die." And the Lord God said, "It is not right for man to be on his own. I will make him a helper as his counterpart." Now the Lord God had formed from the ground every wild animal and all birds of the sky, and he brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called each living being, that was its name. And the man gave names to all the cattle, and to the birds of the sky, and to every wild animal. But no helper was found for man as his counterpart. Then the Lord God caused a slumber to fall on the man, and he fell asleep, and he took one of his ribs and closed the flesh after it. Then the Lord God built the rib which he had taken from the man into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And the man said, "This time it is bone from my bones and flesh from my flesh. This one will be called woman, for from man she was taken. On account of this, a man will leave his father and his mother, and he will cleave to his wife, and they will become one flesh." Now the two of them were naked, the man and his wife, but they were not ashamed.